I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 2001. That was the year that the spirit of Christmas must have seemed very far away for some of the workers who harvested Christmas trees in the United States. Many of these workers come from Mexico and Central American countries. They come for the harvest as guest workers. Many of these workers are employed by large tree farms in Virginia and North Carolina, Christmas tree growing country. Some of these migrant workers run into employers reminiscent of Scrooge. They often work 14 or even 16 hours a day. Rarely are they paid overtime. For example, Sexton Christmas Tree Farms in Virginia sent more than 150,000 trees to market annually in the early 2000s. They had not paid overtime since 1996. Many of the workers harvesting the Christmas trees made below minimum wage. These workers also found it difficult to locate adequate housing. In 2001, some of the workers in North Carolina secured lodging at the Osborne Motel just over the border in Virginia. These workers had no hot water and were given mattresses on a cement floor in a basement. Rats and flooding were a constant problem. The Virginia Justice Center filed a suit against the owners. They were fined $160,000 but fled without paying. Other workers in Sparta, North Carolina were housed in an old school building. The place was so bad it was closed down. But sadly, there were not many better places for these workers to stay. So as we celebrate the holiday season, the tree is often the centerpiece of gatherings with family and friends. Today, let us remember the thousands of workers who help to grow the food we eat, make the presents we exchange, and even help bring us the tree we decorate. Today's Labor History in 2 brought to you in memory of Carol Hillman, a passionate friend of workers and volunteer of the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.